Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to speak with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning some of the changes we're seeing in the number of farms that are involved in pooling milk on the central order. All of our farms in Kansas are part of the central milk marketing order, although not all farms will actually pool milk on that order. So as we look at central order pool, the number of farms in that pool actually peaked in 2001 with 11,683 farms involved. Today, about 2,400 farms will pool their milk on that order each month. So how does that affect you as a producer? Well, one of the things that has really changed is the size of the farms, particularly here in Kansas, compared to other states surrounding us. Here in Kansas, about 24 farms actually account for 86% of the milk that was pooled on the order in 2018. As you look over to Missouri, for example, two farms over there accounted for only 35% of the milk. You look north to Nebraska, there's 13 farms that accounted for 70% of the milk. And you look to the west to Colorado, 60 farms accounted for 91% of the total milk production. One of the things that we're always concerned about is how much milk is coming in from outside the order and actually pooled on our order. What it tells us is the trend currently is that a higher percentage of the milk that's pooled here in the central order is actually coming from inside the order, which is a good thing for local producers. It essentially means that we don't have a lot of outside milk that is going to be influencing the total supply on the central order. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.